You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Look at that. Right on time. I was cutting a rug in a place called a jugger with a girl named Linda Lou. Went in one man with a gun in his hand and he was looking for you know who. He said, hey, fat fella with a hair colored yellow, what you trying to prove? 'Cause that's my woman there and I'm a man who cares. This might be all for you. Yes. I'd love to play the music with that, but we, you know, Facebook is cracking down on people having fun. Sure, you can say horrible things about people, but you cannot play karaoke tracks. Woo! It is the 27th. Oh, my God. The 27th of July, 2021. The show happens each and every weekday in the Baldwin Ace Hardware Fear Bunker Studio. The Eric Zane Show podcast begins now.
This is Zaniac Joe Pellerito.
And Danny Pellerito.
E-Z-S-P-E-Z-S-P. It's the Eric Zane Show podcast. Give me an E.
E.
Give me a Z.
Z.
Give me a S.
S.
Give me a P.
P.
What's that spell?
Espa.
What's that spell?
Espa.
All right, listen. It's the Eric Zane Show podcast. Show. Yeah, that's what it is. Please welcome Mr. Eric Zane.
Okay, thank you so much. This is a daily podcast where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures. In fact, I just heard from Bert at the Who Would Win podcast. I'm not sure what exactly they do there. I think I have an idea. I think they do like hypotheticals of who would win in a fight. That's like the podcast. I reached out to Bert and I said, hey, Bert, I'd like to cross promote. Hey, Eric, this might work out. Can you tell me about your show? Okay. Every single day I just sit here and ramble on. That's it. That's all the show is. And seems to work. So there you go. Thank you so much for being part of this thing. Oh, my God. As working towards the vacation, and this is, you know, when you have a job where you go in and you have a boss, you want to take time off, there's certain things that you have to put into place to make sure that things run. The last thing you want to do is you want to hear from the boss while you're on your trip, you know? So that's what I'm doing right now, except I'm my own boss. And in preparation for the time off, which essentially is 2 weeks, which, you know, if you think about it, because I got all next week in Tennessee and then traveling to Jersey. And then at best, I would be back here on Thursday of that week. And there's no way in hell I'm going to want a podcast on that Friday. So I need 2 weeks of content. Now, a lesser show might say, well, just don't make anything available whatsoever. They'll figure it out that you're gone and you need a vacation. But that does not compute for your old pal, Eric Zane. There have been a day or two here and there when I didn't post a best of show. And best of is a relative term. And I talk about this in making these best of shows that I will have available for you while I am away. It's not like these are the greatest things I've ever done. Best of is kind of tongue in cheek. It's more like things that I can just curate that fill time. Frankly, I would like to think in my ridiculous egocentric world that everything that I do and say is a best of segment. That's what you think when you're a twisted old radio fruit. Every time you speak, it's best of. That's the ego. All right. That's how it works. So in a weird way, I'm cultivating and curating all of this material to make these shows. And the way it works is this. I have to go ahead and get the segments that I think I want to share with you. And then I have to go ahead and record, like now, various what I describe as setups. Okay, yeah, this is the best of the Eric Zane Show podcast. I'm on vacation and working on the show. And big shout out to this sponsor and this sponsor and this sponsor. And then, oh my God, here we go. This is another segment for you. That all takes time. A lot of time. I spent the whole day yesterday, as planned, and I'm happy that I stuck to the plan, making best of shows. I need 11 made. Because my last podcast day is coming up on Thursday, the 29th of July. Friday, gone. So I need a show for Friday, the 5 work days the following week, and the 5 work days the following week after that. I'm 5 into it. I'm almost halfway done. I need 11 total. I've got 5 done now. So I think I can be pretty much there. At the worst, Wednesday. So that's not bad. I'm actually pretty happy with that. I got a ton of stuff done. I want to tell you this, that on my best of shows, when I'm gone, on Monday the 2nd, I think Monday the 2nd, the first Monday of the time away. Yeah, that's the 2nd. I am featuring in its entirety my very first podcast in this room. Just a couple of days away from being fired. January 4th, I got fired. January 6th, 2019, I did the first podcast right here. And it does not stand the test of time. So, just so you know, it's a perfect opportunity to compare what I do now to then. It's probably not that. It's probably still shitty. Okay. But so I will feature that. And then just a abundance of other amazing moments. I am trying to get to I actually got a request from Aram in Tennessee. He said, can you include in the best of the show where the lady was like walking around the grocery store screaming at everyone. Remember her? She's saying all these nasty words. She's completely lost her mind. He wants to hear that. I haven't even attempted to try to track that down, but I probably can pull that off if Pellerito knows when that happened, because, you know, he's actually pretty skilled at cataloging the show. I don't know if he does it on the podcast, so I know he did it back on the radio show days, but oh, so Aram, I'm going to try. I'm going to try to give it my best. I have no idea when that happened, but I will make an attempt at it. Jerry of the world-famous Corbett family. Do I say Corbett? I think I say Corbett, don't I? Says, have Ben fill in for you. Now, that'd be fun, but Yeah, that actually would be fun. At least one day of having Ben fill in on the show. I don't know if logistically I can make that work. Plus, Ben works. You know, the dude's got a job. Megan says, this puppy at our residence just chewed on my broken toe. What? How does that even happen? You just sit there and let it happen? Are you sleeping? I bet I could have sold a pic of that on OnlyFans for so much money. That's random. Weirdo Kenny writes, Megan with hard eyes has an OnlyFans? God, Kenny, what are you doing? Kent says, that clip was January of 2020 of the lady losing her mind. Thank you, that helps. He says, I was on my way to Mexico and was in Detroit when that played. Brian Post, who's just a pain in the ass, says, good morning, America's best hangout show. Kind of an insult. It's not a hangout show. It's a one-man show. Brian is going to be in the crosshairs a little bit later on today because Brian has a tendency to just see a story headline and then just like, okay, this is true. I'm not going to vet it and then send it along. That happened again. Brian, who I actually had to send an email, I've talked about this a little bit. I was like, okay, now I just think you're trolling me. After yesterday's show, I think it was yesterday's show, where I was like, okay, enough with the animal abuse stories. I talked about it here. I got done with the podcast, and then I opened up the email, and there is yet another story about even if it ends with a happy ending, I don't care. I am triggered by anything animal related where an animal is in distress, abandoned animal is found or something like that. I don't even like seeing animal reunion stories where an animal is found and they bring it back home to the family and the animal is now happy. I don't even like those. All I want is anything but that. Oh, man. Patriot Nick says, don't forget to bring the new soundboard that was bought as a backup or the travel board. That is because of you, Nick. Thank you. Kenny says, we hang out with you every morning. How is it not a hangout show? Well, yes, but I think what he's trying to say is a hangout show is kind of like what I describe a lot of these radio shows. Like Free Beer and Hot Wing Show, that is a hangout show. This is not a hangout show. This is a one-person monologue-style show. Yes, you're hanging out, but a hangout show is where people just sit there and look at each other and talk about boring shit all day. That's a hangout show. Dirk says, animal abuse story that ends with a happy ending. What kind of perv rubs one out to those stories? Just shut up, okay? Huh. All right. I need a player for Smarter Than a Former Drug Dealer Trivia. So this is what I want to do. The first email that comes in, eric@ericzaneshow.com. I don't care if you have Patreon or not. eric@ericzaneshow.com. You are in. You have to send it right now. Subject line, trivia. The first one I see. So rush to the computer, rush to your phone, whatever it may be. eric@ericzaneshow.com on the Shoreliner Striping inbox. You will play trivia in 2 hours and 17 minutes with Throat/Dale. By the way, back to the taking time off thing. I also have to produce three episodes of the Insane Asylum. And man, this is great because I threw out on Facebook that I'm doing this and I said I need some songs and people responded. Holy cow. There are some. It's great because a lot of the music that people send, I haven't heard of the songs. But so I'll then very rarely, if I play a song, even just a little bit of it, I can figure out, yeah, I can find a place for that on the show. Sometimes I'll listen to something for a little bit. I'm like, boy, I'm not really feeling this song. There was one song that by a band called The Perfect Circle. Is that who it is? Who I wasn't really feeling it. But so I let it roll for a little bit. And then It just kind of got a little bit too dark for me. Let's see. What is that song? Called Thomas by a band called A Perfect Circle, which I'd heard of, but I'd never really listened to. Yeah, that song did not cut it. Johnny Cash, T for Texas. And the song Poison Whiskey by Lynyrd Skynyrd were sent along by the one and only Ben Glaze. I liked those. There's a number of songs by bands that I've never really listened to. The Sword with the song The Warp Riders. I'm not sure about the song Once More Round the Sun by Mastodon. It's possible. I got to review it. And there's a bad word in it, so that means I got to lift that out of there. Vol Beats Radio Girl. I'm only going over the ones that I haven't heard before. There's a number that I have heard. Outshine by Soundgarden, Great White Buffalo, Ted Nugent Live in Dallas, 1976. Traveling Light. I've heard that song, but not done by Widespread Panic, and I love Widespread Panic. American Dream, Plan B, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. I can promise you I'll play that one because it's Tom Petty. A number of songs that I still haven't heard. Whitford, St. Holmes. Is that Brad Whitford from Aerosmith fame? Sharpshooter, the name of the song? Okay, so it's like that. I play them, and again, I know within a few seconds whether or not I'm going to include it in the episode, but I have to make three episodes of the Insane Asylum. So that's part of my preparing for the time away, because when I am traveling, there may be times when we do Facebook Live or something like that, but I'm going to pretty much shut it down. But I want to make sure that I have plenty of material for you in the time that we are away. All right. It is time to introduce to you the donations page for what Mike Ball and I are doing in the latest Race for the Ages. This is the website you will go to. I'm including it right now in the comments of the live stream. I'm going to share the screen as well. And, all right, here you go. This is how this looks. ATCP.org/event/Eric Zane Show. Donate to guess who will win the race, Eric or Mike. Race date, October 17th, 2021. Donate to guess. So $25 donation, and you can make the guess. Eric and Mike will be competing in the Grand Rapids Half Marathon Sunday, October 17th. Donate $25 to guess who you think will win and by how much time. Prizes such as gift cards will be given to the closest. Is that a typo? I think that is. Closest guest and runner-ups. One guest per participant. Donations higher than 25 will still only count for one guest. Make your guess in the comments section of your donation. Comment who you think will win and by how much time. For example, comment Eric by 10 seconds or Mike by 45 seconds. Note, do not leave this field empty. You must write your guess in the comments to be considered for a prize. There you go. Up and running. Click here to view your guesses, and off we go. So here, this is it. Thank you to the folks at the AT Children's Project for making, taking care of all of this, the stuff on the website, on their end. That is sweet. And, yeah. Aram, who has been a staunch opponent of me and my fat, says, I think we can do better than guess based on what we now know. And that's true. Chris says, are you going to give us a running total of the bets? Yes, I'll be updating this quite often. I think every day is another new low point in fat. Yesterday, I surpassed the heaviest I have ever been in my 51 years and 20 days on this earth. I am I was 179. And so it's to a point now where basically I'm like obese. 30 pounds is a lot of weight. Aram says, dude, what? Yeah, despite running more, I'm actually getting heavier somehow. So I need to fill you all in on the truth. I can't sit there and just say, hey, I'm doing great. I'm getting my workouts in. I got my workout in yesterday. I did my mile repeats. But I am absolutely fat as shit. And we have, what, 11 and a half weeks to go. I keep gaining weight. There has been no let up whatsoever. I have not taken this serious in any way. Let's just put it this way. If I were to suddenly drop the weight, I'd be the fastest man in America. Because I am training with my tits bouncing all over the place. Ugh. So bad. So at this point, it's a foregone conclusion. There's no way I can possibly win. Will I continue to train hard? Well, of course. Of course. But I got to do something. And here's how it went for me. I'm on the track yesterday doing 3 1-mile repeats. It's humid. It's hot. It's awful. I did one and it was slow. And then I said, oh, God, I got to go take a dump. And thank God that the football team is already practicing. I wandered into the, hey, can I use your potty? Yeah, okay, great. Okay, that's that. And I go, okay, now I should be fine. I don't have to struggle with this terrible feeling in my gut. Now I'm going to speed it up. Interval 2, barely over 8 minutes. Ugh. Interval 3, after a 2-minute rest, managed to be under 8 minutes. So I'm getting slower. I'm getting fatter. At that time, I had a conversation with myself. I said, okay, that is it. I am going on hunger strike diet. I'm going to eat nothing but egg whites and vegetables and water. That is it. Nothing more. I am putting my foot down right here. I drive home and had a bowl of popcorn and 2 giant bowls of shredded wheat with whole milk. What? How? How can that even be a thing? How can you be so serious in one? That is the, okay, this is real. This is what people struggle with when they cannot control themselves when it comes to any type of addiction. I don't care. To me, this is harder than quitting drinking. It's got to be right up there with like cigarettes and cocaine. Oh, my God. How can you have that conversation with yourself? You're fat as hell. You're going to be 180 by the end of Tuesday. Oh, God. Oh, shit. Well, there's always today. Now, here it is. I'm recording this. It's 8:23 in the morning. I haven't eaten terrible yet today. I've had some coffee. That's it. I think I need to start looking at this. Forget day by day. Minute by minute of choices when it comes to eating. Okay, so full transparency, you have to know, I would be have no problem if the people of voting or betting on the race, if I got 0 actual bets. Mike is in great shape. I am not. Kate says, meal plan. Kate says, or Megan says, sugar's a bitch. We could start a support group. You're right. You're right. Derek says, Eric Zane Show, pound for pound, the most entertaining podcast out there. And his as his gravity increases, the more fans he pulls in. Silver lining. I got a, oh, Eric, LOL. Nate, who has never, ever wavered in his support of me and his faith, says, indomitable spirit. You got this, Zane. Ugh. Tyler says, are we able to put DNF in for our predictions? No, you know what? You're an asshole, okay? You fucking pain in the ass. You have to, no. You have to put who you think's going to win. Who emailed first for trivia with this with Dale? Nick is in. The first email I see is Nick. Second is Kenny. Third, Tio. Fourth, Tom C. Let's see. Jared says, if I want to request you as a driver for a bachelor party, do I just... It says, do I just came affordable limo? Well, I think you mean call. I'll get to that later. But if you're listening, you would reach out to them. Well, first of all, reach out to me and let me know the date. And if I can pull it off, then I will handle the rest. But the schedule's filling up fast, so let me know as soon as you can. All right, so I'm a little down about this whole business about the race, but I tend to actually get motivated, and I have bursts of motivation to try to eat appropriately. So I can't really say too much other than I have set a record for weight. Now, I will say this. Yesterday, I drank a ton of water, and but still, there's plenty of reasons why I'm this round. You're like, Zane, you don't look round. Trust me, it's there. And if I don't watch it, I'm going to hurt myself. And that's serious. I mean, I'm supposed to be watching what I eat. Because if I if my diet goes too far south, well, that can hurt me in ways that that have a lot to do with the kidney. So I should really, I mean, it's all fun and games and you laugh about it. But I think the big picture is, when you only have one kidney, to be sidled with diabetes, which does run in my family, which is remarkable that I'm even any way overweight. And also high blood pressure is, those are two issues that put strain on two kidneys. For sure, it's going to be a problem on one kidney. So, come on, Eric, get your head out of your ass. As of right this second, I'm on board. I could use a little encouragement. I could use a reminder. So if anybody gets bored and says, I think I'll just reach out to Zane and ask him if he's been eating okay today, that would help me. It really would. All right. But make your donation for the AT Children's Project, and that is ultimately why we are doing this. What is that? If, I mean, most of you know what's going on here. But this organization has been near and dear to me forever. It all started when we moved to Jenison, Michigan in the summer of 2004. My kids started at a brand new elementary school, which was right behind my house, called Pinewood Elementary. A sweet lady by the name of Mary Veldink was one of the teachers. Her two children, she has three, but two of her children have AT at the time. And there was like fundraisers being announced. And I was like, I've never heard of this AT. What is going on here? I just didn't know anything about it. But little did I know this is a fatal disease, a very rare neuromuscular degenerative disorder. That combines all the terrible side effects of multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's disease, muscular dystrophy, robs them of their ability to walk, to function normally, And one of the main side effects, 25% of all children who get AT get leukemia. What? Absolutely awful. And so over time, we became pals with the Veldinks and started to participate in all these little fundraisers, you know, the bake sales, the walk for AT, the run for AT, and started to travel to Florida, participate in the Disney Marathon to raise money for AT. Talked about it a lot on the radio back in the day. And that's how the tattoo came to be. So it's kind of like been a part of everything I've done since the beginning. Always there. Well, it's won every time. AT is undefeated terribly and has continued to kill kids, including Kate and Olivia. Kate most recently just passed away. Olivia passed away first, the younger child, a few years ago. And then Kate just recently passed away. And so the Velding family, you know, what a thing to endure, you know. I just cannot imagine anything happening to one of my children, and they've had to endure this twice. But they continue to be incredible supporters and eternally optimistic about this. So it's been a long time since we've done any real fundraising for AT, so I am just blessed with the opportunity to have something fun to do, which is kind of how it's always worked with AT, you know, doing that type of fundraising. So at the end of the day, me being fat, whoever wins doesn't matter. The point is, it's to support the charity. So yeah, if you feel something strike you, by all means, that's where you will find it. And I will make it obvious all over the place and all of my platforms as to where you can sign up. I'll leave information in the show notes of this audio podcast. And yeah, if you enjoy the show, I would just love it if you could throw a few bucks their way and participate in the fun. Now, I do have prizes. I have this. Now, if you are the closest, let's say you say Mike Ball, 6 minutes, 5 seconds, and you are the closest in the distance of a victory, you will win $300. Second place, $200. First place, $100. Third closest. Something I haven't thought about. Bleeding Heart Brian, in addition to sending me stories about dead animals, writes, do you have a tiebreaker set up in case two people guess within the same time differential? And I wrote, I do not. So I guess what he's saying is, if Mike Ball finishes 6 minutes and 5 seconds ahead of me, and someone picks 6 minutes, 2 seconds, and another person picks 6 minutes, 8 seconds, they both have 3 second differential. What are we going to do? And I have no idea. What can we do for a tiebreaker? If anyone has any thoughts on this, I would please share them because I actually don't know. Could it be, I'm just thinking out loud here. Could it be, because I said it doesn't matter if you're over or under, could it be I make it closest to the time without going over? Would that do it? So let's say Mike Ball beats me by 6 minutes and 5 seconds. And someone picks six minutes and 4 seconds. And someone picks 6 minutes and 6 seconds. 6 minutes and 4 would win because they didn't go over. If I say that now, does that make sense? I mean, in the past, I had said, it doesn't matter if you're over. I think that might do it, right? But then again, and something else to think about. By the way, I guess I said something wrong in the prizes. Put the winners in a pot and pull one closest without going over the actual time. I said first place gets $100. I meant first place gets $300. Second closest gets $200. And third closest gets $100. So drawing, Kate says, closest without going over the actual time would do it. Dumb off, three questions, no. Arm wrestle, 1 mile sprint. Why not initiate a mini trivia tiebreaker? Come on, guys. All right. Aram says, can two people pick the same time? You have a tie there as well. All right, you guys give me things to think about that I don't know. I don't have an answer right now. Chris says, donut eating contest, random drawing. All right, let's do this. Just to keep it simple. Closest to the time, doesn't matter if you're over or under. So if there is a tie in differential, so if Mike finishes 6 minutes, 5 seconds ahead of me, and someone is 6 minutes, 8 seconds on their guess, and another person is 6 minutes and 2 seconds, okay? Those two people would be in a drawing. Also included in the drawing, if someone else picks the same time, but you might want to look at some of the times before you make your bet. You can actually see it if you click on the website. Kenny says, all things that Mike could have, of course, he writes it that way, all things that Mike could have been considered before today. Yeah, hey, fuckface, enjoy this timeout. How's that taste, idiot? So we will do it that way. A drawing for all of those variables. Notice how everybody else is trying to help. And Kenny decides to do that. You know, sometimes you bug the shit out of me. What an asshole. God, here I am pouring my heart out, talking about dead kids and raising money for charity, and cocksucker has to fire that off. In fact, if I see your name show up again in these comments, I'm going to fucking block you again. And I might even ban you permanently. What the fuck, Kenny? Jesus. All things that should have been considered before this. Ha ha. Come on, man. Asshole. All right. Anyway, you can also text, if I'm not mistaken. You can text in your donation. If you text CURE to 52236, you can make a guess and donate $25. Text CURE to 52236. And you can make a guess. Yeah, Kenny, you're on everybody's shit list here, man. They all think you're an asshole. I can promise you, you will be asshole of the day. For that one. Here we are. We're all getting along, coming up with fun things we can do to figure out our little contest in our own stupid little grassroots way. And here you are being an asshole. Again. What? I didn't do anything. Yeah, I got the blues. Yeah, I can't figure out. Kenny, I can't figure out. It's really weird. And then what's going to happen? What's going to happen? And then in a few weeks, we'll see the old, I'm alone. Facebook post. Yeah, I can't figure out why. Maybe it's the asshole-ish behavior. The fuck, man? Jeez. All right, now I don't want to overreact. Kate says, talk about self-sabotage. Absolutely. It's tough to endear yourself to people when you're busy doing that shit. Jason says, you got to do a lot to make asshole of the day after yesterday. Hey, by the way, I talked Andrea and Jason kind of elaborate a little bit. Andrea was asshole of the day yesterday. But, boy, what a difficult thing that was. You have to listen to the, Patreon bonus podcast to hear why things went that way in the old, household there. Kenny says, oh, here we go, folks. Oh, boo effing who. You've been talking about this for a month. Listen to this. You're kind of turning into Greg, dude. You can dish it out, but can't take it. Come on, asshole. It was a joke. Yeah, well, so was mine. What are you talking about? Here you go, folks. Kenny is pissed. He does not like that. So, there you go. He goes on to Facebook now, and he's taking the war to that front. I don't know if that's going to score you any points with anybody here, Kenny, man. I don't know if they're going to be very sympathetic. But nevertheless, glad you're there. All right. So, that's what's up. Fat as hell. Slow as hell, raising money for the AT Children's Project. Love them so much. Look, as we wrap this part of the show up, just know that I'll be live on Patreon a little bit later on today. Join me on Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. $5 or $10 a month, and you can sign up and enjoy Smarter Than a Former Drug Dealer trivia happening at 10:30 with Patriot Nick taking on Dale. And then the Patreon bonus podcast after that, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Excuse me. And the open of this show is brought to you by many great sponsors, including Cornhole America. Wow. The unbelievable quality, workmanship, quality materials to craft the greatest set of cornhole boards you can imagine. Sturdy, like you wouldn't believe. These things will last you forever. And you can put whatever logo you want onto them. CornholeAmerica.com is their website, and they can be sent anywhere in the USA, based right here in Cedar Springs, Michigan, not far, right here in West Michigan. And they can be sent to you no matter where you are. Go to the website, CornholeAmerica.com, and shop. And, you know, I mean, it's great because you can put your logo on the board. You can put your logo on the bags. You can choose the material that you want inside of the bags. It's awesome. Thank you, Cornhole America.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop. And even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand. And even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow. I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Okay, Bennett Flooring Installation, Jacob and Jason, still doing amazing things. If you want flooring installed in your home, the way you do it is this. Rip out the old stuff, whether it be, old tile, carpeting, whatever it is. Get rid of it all. Get the surface ready to go. Buy what you're going to install and have Bennett install it for you. You're saving money because you're doing all that garbage work. And then they are putting the final touches on it by putting your flooring down professionally. Do this right. Hire Bennett Flooring Installation. This is how it works. Call or text 616-318-0167. They will come to your house, measure, let you know the cost, and then off you go. All right? You will save money because you're doing a lot of this work on your own. If you want, they can do it all for you. Doesn't matter. So if you're in West Michigan, reach out to them, and they will come see you. 616-747-0233. I'm sorry. That's the wrong number. That's JM Synthetics' number. They're next. Call Bennett at 616-318-0167. That's embarrassing. JM Synthetics, online at jmsynthetics.com. Shop online and then call Jason and say, this is what I need. If you are a DIY pro, you need the best oil in your vehicle. AMSOIL, invented synthetic motor oil. They are the absolute best. Takes longer to break it down. It's awesome. Reach out to Jason Mays after you shop online at jmsynthetics.com. Don't buy it online. Well, you can, but you're helping Jason more when you call him directly. 616-747-0233. Thank you to JM Synthetics. All right. Kenny, you cannot be telling people to calm their tits. Calm your tits, Kate. Kate is easily one of the sweetest people I know. So, I mean, you can't. Come on, man. Okay, you can say what you want to me, but I mean, come on, man. You can't do that to Kate. I don't like that at all. Now I got to put you back in timeout. Take the battle to me. You know, but you can't. Oh. Yeah, but don't take it to Kate. Ah. Oh. Jeez. Haven't you been in enough wars with people? Kate says that she can't actually see his comment. Well, yeah, that's right. He's on a different spot. He's on YouTube. And then he's still going after her. Oh, God. Yeah, you got to stop, Kenny. Quit picking fights with everybody. Just take it to me. Yeah, seriously. I mean, come on, man. Jesus. Mike Ball is in attendance. Now, Mike, I'm glad you're here because I just launched the website for our race. And I got everybody all up to speed as to how they do this. There was some discussion about tiebreakers. If people have the same time differential, we're just going to do a random drawing. If people, A, pick the same time, the prizes will be determined by random drawing. Or if there is the same time differential, we'll just do like a random drawing. But I think we will have a limited number of people that are going to be voting for your old pal, Eric Zane. Mike, I have hit maximum capacity here as I am on the doorstep of 180 pounds. 179 as of yesterday. My God. All right. Kenny, stop. Stop fighting with Kate, please. It's causing a bit of a problem. Kate's going to be quiet, too. You both just kind of lay low, separate corners. Just separate. No more fighting amongst the group. These guys are actually calling each other terrible names. Come on. We're all supposed to be pals here. Okay. Kenny, he tells her to fuck off, and then he writes, "Go suck Dean's dick." Come on, man. Stop. Stop doing that. Just take a timeout. If you could, that would be nice. Kate seems to be calming down. If we could just get you to calm down, enjoy the show, and not to stop telling each other terrible things. Is that possible? Maybe just agree to disagree that you don't like each other. and just enjoy the show. That's what we're supposed to be doing here. We're not supposed to be telling each other to suck each other's dick. This is supposed to be a day, a show when we can celebrate that we're trying to raise money for a children's charity. Here I am trying to raise money for a children's charity. Kenny, you got to stop, please. Let it go. Kate has not said as awful of things as you have. You have really amped it up here. All right, you got to just lay low. All right, we're all about raising money for a children's charity here. No more. It's turned into this crazy drama where no one's even. Oh God, now Dean's involved. All right, fuck it. You guys have at it. I don't give a shit. If you're going to sit there and say terrible shit to each other, I'm just going to let it go. I'll let you guys slug it out. Oh, God. Woo. All right. I'm moving on. Mike Ball, there's no way I'm going to win that race. I'm just saying it right now. If I do, it'll be an absolute miracle. I'm just hoping to finish at this point. I am just too fat. Okay. Bleeding Heart Brian sends us along. He sent me a video that I'm going to share with you. Some of you may have seen it. All right. I guess NFL training camp starts this week, which I still can't believe. I ran into somebody, who was it? Oh, it was Justin. Jacqueline's boyfriend, Justin. I think he thinks that the Lions are going to make the playoffs this year. And it's like, dude. I love what they've done so far. But I think Lions fans, especially younger ones like Justin, have a tendency to try to get three steps ahead. Okay? Just be happy that they had what appears to be a nice draft. And, you know, training camp. Let's hope for little things, like nobody getting injured or something like that. You cannot be saying the Lions are going to make the playoffs. Bill Simonson made some stupid, bold prediction that the Lions will win more games than the Rams. You know, that's the team that we traded Matt Stafford to. We got their quarterback. They got ours. What's his name? Jared Goff? Is that the guy who's a quarterback for the Lions? Now, you know, his wife, I think it's his wife, maybe his girlfriend, I don't know, is in that Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition. She's one of the ladies that's, I guess, you'd be described as a little curvy. I mean, she's hot. There's no question. But, I mean, she's got some curves on her. So anyway, I completely digress. No, I don't think the Lions are going to make the playoffs. I would be happy if they won 7. That would be, in my opinion, a huge step forward. And then we'll look to the next year. 7 wins, I think, is fair. Watch this video. Right here, this is a... one of those devices that you put a football in between these two little, these two round pinch rollers, I guess, and then the football gets shot out at the receiver to catch, you know? And you can crank up the intensity so that it shoots faster. Well, Tom Brady here does this. Now, the footballs are supposed to shoot out of it. Tom Brady throws a football at it. What? Watch this. There he is. He throws it, and it goes right in there, and it comes back to him. Look at that. Incredible accuracy, right? He backs up even further. Boom. And then he knocks it down, and it shoots it straight in the air, and then he looks at the camera and goes, let's go. All right, so everybody's like, oh, my God. The accuracy. My God, I cannot believe how awesome he is. So, Bleeding Heart Brian sends me this damn thing. He shares this exact link. Tom Brady's game of catch with Jugs machine is unlike anything you've ever seen. I'm really proud of myself because I watched it and then I thought about it for about a half a second and then I said, this has got to be fake. And, well, sure enough, it is. I went ahead and researched it, and when Snopes already had it, they said, yeah, this one was made by some guy who makes all sorts of videos like this. And it's absolutely fake. So I write back to Bleeding Heart Brian. I go, hey, when you're not busy sending me stories about animals getting injured, you're sending me fake videos. Thanks for your shit. And he goes, well, I guess that's MLive's fault. And it's like, yeah, maybe. All right, no big deal. So that is 100% fake. I will say this about Tom Brady. Forget the fact that it's a fake video. What makes me sick is how young looking this guy is. I mean, he is he's in his like mid 40s or something like that, isn't he? I mean, holy shit, he looks better now than when he was drafted in the NFL. And look at his form when he throws the football. Forget the fact about the fake video. It's just that motion. The way he throws the football. He looks so damn good doing it. Son of a bitch. But that's actually a pretty cool video. As fake as that is, it looks great. Son of a bitch. I think that is one of the greatest stories we've had in a long time. The fact that in his first year with Tampa, he ends up winning the frickin' Super Bowl. In a year where earlier in the year, he thought it was third down when it was fourth down. Remember that? I was like, oh my God, holy crap. This guy's a loser. He's falling apart. And then he ends up winning the whole damn thing. It's an absolutely fantastic story. You probably never will see anything as dominant as Tom Brady again. And that was the thing, you know, because Brady with Belichick, who was the reason why that team was winning? Was it Brady? Was it Belichick? First year away from the Pats. Pats don't do anything. Brady's team wins the Super Bowl. Do we need to know anything more? The only way that this could be even more amazing is if he went to a team like the Lions. Man. Sam says that's what happens when you kiss your children on the lips. You steal their lives and souls, referring to the Brady video from years ago with Brady kissing his kid on the mouth, which, God, that was weird. Jason May says the video quality looks fake as shit. Well, maybe you see something I don't see. To me, it looked great. All right. But that thing is 100% fake, and football will be here before you know it. I can't believe it. Son of a gun, here we go. I will be so bummed out if the Lions start out like 0-6. I mean, I don't know if my little heart can take it, really. All right. I have an update on the NFK. Just a couple of little minor NFK things to touch on that will probably make you laugh to some degree. I got a text message yesterday from Diana, who was downstairs with my dear brother-in-law, who we are over a week in since the rebirth of the NFK with showering. He has not missed a scheduled shower day. All right. They happen every other day. They do not happen every day. And I can kind of, I mean, I'm okay with that because he doesn't do anything. He sits there and watches TV. I mean, how stinky can you get just sitting there watching TV? Now, granted, he's sitting in a chair that is embedded with, instead of like the couch cushion, it's just embedded with funk. And so he's kind of getting dirty just sitting there. But the showers continued to happen, and it's becoming a habit. And it's like, whoa, what? I think that Diana and her cousin got through to him. Now, I don't know about the brushing of the teeth. I have I'm just so happy that Diana kind of like emboldened herself and her cousin did to make this happen. And it kind of takes a lot off of my plate when you don't feel that pressure to be like the keeper of somebody, which frankly, I don't know. Does it really fall on me? It should probably fall on the sister, I guess. But some might make the argument like man to man, it kind of works. For some reason, we've never really leveled with him. I think because initially when he first moved here and I was like, get in the shower, him giving me all the fuck you attitude. I mean, it kind of sucks. You hate getting your nose rubbed in it, you know? But anyway, he still is continuing to shower. So that's good. When that pair came back from Kentucky, they brought with them barbecue mutton, which I talked about, and this soup called burgoo. And so they got a whole big gallon of it. I get a text from Diana. Kevy, do you want some burgoo? Hell yeah. I love that shit. I'm telling you, we could put I love that shit on a t-shirt with just his face. And we'd make millions. Well, we'd make a few. We'd sell 3 or 4. Over the weekend, there was yet another gathering of people here at the house. Jacqueline had a party on Sunday with various friends. I think the NFK was just trying to establish some type of scenario where the people that were there had done something that he didn't like. You got to understand, part of the routine of the NFK, you know, I mean, I've talked to you about how he has to have a routine, and it's all various obsessive compulsive things that happen on a daily basis. And one of those things is he has to have ice in his beverage, whether it be iced coffee, water, whatever. He's got to have ice in it. So within 6 months of moving here, and when I say moving here, he just walked in. He had the clothes on his back. The amount of time he goes to the ice machine and fills up the cup with ice destroyed the ice machine. We had to replace the ice machine in the freezer. Okay. He uses so much ice. And now, even though it's a brand new ice machine, it frequently runs out of ice. So he was like, all right, well, I don't like the fact that I'm going to be here and people are going to be using the ice machine. So he starts the day on the day of the party, Sunday, by gathering up numerous like cups and filling them full of ice and strategically placing them inside of the freezer. Like you open up the drawer of the freezer, it's on the bottom of the refrigerator, the freezer is. He opens that up and is putting these plastic cups full of ice all in the freezer. He's taking all the ice. And so by the end of the party, he says to Diana, yeah, you know, I knew this was going to happen. The ice maker ran out because he got ahead of the game and got all that ice. And then later on in the day, he filled up his cup that he was drinking with ice and then got some water. And then later on, he filled that one up again and all the ice is gone. There is no more ice. And so he, in his mind, is correct. He says to Diana, yeah, son of a bitch, shit, fuck. Damn, they took all the ice. And so he's like pissed off at all these young people that are in my backyard for taking the ice. Problem, they had their own ice out there. Nobody took the ice. Not one person came in to the house to get ice. They had a whole big thing of it full of ice for their drinks. So basically, he sabotaged himself, took all the ice. Well, and then it's all in the freezer. So basically, he just took it all out of the thing, out of the automatic thing, and put it all into cups inside of the freezer. And then he ran out of it himself. So he had to use his quote unquote supply. The whole thing is stupid. Jacqueline, at one point in this party, she walks into this back door that we have leading out to that part of the yard. And she walks in and she goes into this. We have a walk-in pantry. She opens the door and turns on the light. And the NFK is standing there looking at her. He's in there. Uncle Kevy, how are you? Oh, hey, shit, fuck, yeah. And he starts, like, being weird. And she's not sure what's going on. He sheepishly walks past her and out of the pantry and goes and sits down. And she's like, what the fuck just happened? And all we can figure out is he does not like, okay, once he has met you and the ice has been broken, he's fine. A lot of you have experienced that. But the way his brain works, meeting someone new is a real problem. It's a real roller coaster ride of anxiety and doesn't like meeting you at first. It's very concerning to him. The notion of interacting is the problem. Once he meets you, it's fine. I don't know why his brain operates that way, but that's the way it operates. So this is what we figured out happened. He went in there to get something. He heard that door open, doesn't know that it's Jackie. He thinks, well, in the event that they walk, need something out of that pantry, he doesn't want to have that interaction. So he grabs the door, shuts the pantry, and shuts off the... He's hiding. He's fucking hiding. I need to get Jackie on to talk about this. This is funny. To give me even more specifics about all that interaction. Because I'm like, oh my God. I want it, okay, if she's even awake. Did I tell you the good news that she got, I better not put the cart in front of the horse. Something positive is happening to Jackie. Come on, Jackie, wake up. This is not going to work out.
Oh, Jackie,
the tune in. Oh, balls. I can't imagine standing there and seeing him there and him trying to, in his brain, oh God, what do I do now? It's Jackie staring at me in the dark, hiding. Oh, Jesus. That is the update on the NFK. Always some invention. Always some adventure. Holy cow. Congratulations, NFK. You played yourself. He used up all his own ice. LOL. Yeah, just took it all out of there, put it in the cups, set it in the freezer, and then, oh, God, it's empty. Can you believe this shit? All right. I gotta pee. All right, I'm going to leave it right here. You guys can sit there and talk about Kenny and Kate and all that awkwardness. I think it's we have to acknowledge the fact that, I mean, say what you will, but the fact remains, Kenny has fought like hell with numerous members of the audience. I mean, holy shit. It's remarkable how many wars he has been in. The sheer volume of drama, that the one common denominator is undeniable. How is it that you always get into these huge dust-ups where you get in these wars with these people, and then I mean, hell, I've been in these wars with you as well. It's been me, Kate, Dean, Nick. Wow. I think you're a little too aggressive on here, just my opinion. I think you're a little too heavy-handed. All right. Patriot Nick, I sent you an email. You cannot be in your loud, obnoxious truck when you are playing trivia. It has to be quiet. Hopefully, you can pull that off. All right. Where are we? Holy cow. Plenty to talk about still. I'm inviting you to check out my merch, ericzaneshow.com. Click on merch, all the different styles that are there available to you. Shop around. The t-shirts are available in 27 different colors, so that is awesome. Thank you so much. If you have a t-shirt already, if you're thinking about getting a new one, by all means, ericzaneshow.com. All right. Also, not only t-shirts, but coffee mugs and a lot of fun stuff. You know, the usual bullshit you find on any merch section. So thank you. A&E Heating and Cooling says, if you have any trouble with your air conditioning, your furnace setup, please call upon them. 616-516-8579 for Senior Joe Martinez. You might need a brand new install. You're moving and the place doesn't have air conditioning. Maybe it's new construction. Joe Martinez, A&E Heating and Cooling, installing the Comfort Maker brand at 616-516-8579. Don't forget about Blue Frost IT, the managed IT service provider for the show, which reminds me I owe them $150. I got to put that on my list of things to do. Hold on. To do. Pay Blue Frost. I'm one of their clients. What do you mean? Well, I've talked about managed IT service provider. What that means is for my business, my show, if anything goes wrong with the tech, what the hell do I do? I'm out of business. I got to pick up all my shit and go take it to like some computer place or Best Buy or the whatever it is, the Geek Squad. That's ridiculous. No. I call upon Blue Frost IT and say, because I'm already a customer, it's boots on the ground. You have your own managed IT service provider company and able to either work remotely or just get to your place and fix. Okay. That's what one of the many things that they do at Blue Frost IT, not to mention project work, retrofitting the office, you're moving the office, new wall jacks, whatever it may be, updating your computers, printers, monitors, whatever it may be. Get a complimentary consultation from Blue Frost IT online at bluefrostit.com, info at bluefrostit.com, or just call 616-200-8550. Am I forgetting the number? Yeah, I am forgetting the number. What a jackass. Info at bluefrostit.com. All right. And then, of course, there's the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. 231-332-6505. If you're in the market for a new mortgage, consider Mario. Anywhere in the U.S., with the exception of South Carolina, Maine, Hawaii, and Alaska. The Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. They are awesome. Love them so much. They can get you into a mortgage. Hazard pay for elected officials using coronavirus funds. The story just showed up, and I don't know how you dodge this. I don't know how you distance yourself from this. Time and again, since money has been made available to people who need it during the pandemic, behind every story like that, there's somebody trying to game the system. Do you remember when all those high dollar values were being made available to, supposed to be for small businesses, and then, you know, the LA Lakers ended up getting millions of dollars? And then as soon as everybody found out about it, they're like, oh, yeah, well, we're giving that back. Yeah, well, you had to apply for that. So don't act like it was a mistake. Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, same thing. There's other restaurants, too. I don't have the energy to look it up, but there's all sorts of multi-million dollar companies that tapped into that money that was supposed to be for, you know, the moms and pops, small businesses. The LA Lakers are not a small business. And then just the simple dynamic of they didn't just walk up to you and give you that money. You had to apply for it. I applied for that. I absolutely applied for that. I didn't know what the hell was going on with the pandemic. I didn't know if anybody was going to even still advertise on the show. So I was worried. So I got ahead of it. And then I'll never forget, they reached out to me, and I've told this story before. They said, you are eligible for $22,000. Now, that's money that I would not have to pay back as I'm understanding it, because I know people who have done this exact thing, who also have small businesses, who, I mean, actually deserve it, who aren't like the LA Lakers, and they didn't have to pay that money back. That's what it's set up for. That's what it was there for. I declined it. I said, I don't want any part of this, because now I'll be totally honest with you. If I knew that I didn't have to pay it back, I probably would have taken it. But at the time, I was like, I don't need it, and I don't want this hanging over my head, and I'm concerned about having to pay it back. I don't want to have to do that. And frankly, if I get a wad of cash in my pocket, I'm sometimes worried that it'll burn a hole in my pocket. This was after time had passed, after I applied, and then it took a while for that message to come to me. I was able to still navigate the pandemic and keep people marketing on the show. So I was like, well, fuck it. I don't need that shit. Fuck it. So I declined it. You sure? Yeah, I'm sure. I don't want it. That hasn't stopped people. Whenever this money has showed up, people this is ridiculous, though. And I think what's the most ridiculous is the backpedaling. Lawmakers in Shiawassee County, Michigan. I'm not exactly sure where that is. I think it might be near what's known as the Thumb of Michigan, in that part of the state. Lawmakers are saying, oh, yeah, we're going to give that back. They were granted $65,000. They granted themselves $65,000 in bonuses. They gave themselves $65,000 in bonuses using federal coronavirus relief funds. Now, that money was not set up for them to use, but they took it. And they said, we're giving it to ourselves for hazard pay because we showed up to work during the pandemic. What? We have decided to take this money earmarked for those struggling during the pandemic and give it to us because we have earned hazard pay. You did? Oh, so this whole thing stinks to high heaven. And it's now coming out. This story from NPR. It was a July 15th public meeting. The Shiawassee County Board of Commissioners voted to approve hazard pay for elected officials and county employees who worked through the pandemic. A lot of public criticism has happened, and then a determination from the county's top prosecutor. Now, this prosecutor, this guy was offered the money too, but he somehow has avoided detection by getting out in front of it, and I'll explain that in a second. After public criticism and a determination from the county's top prosecutor that the payments to elected officials were illegal, the board later backtracked on being part of the plan. We didn't know. A press release from the board posted on a local Facebook page said, quote, confusion about the nature of these funds has run rampant and that commissioners would give their bonuses back. Yeah, we were confused. We didn't know. What a bunch of bullshit. Come on. Quote, the commission, you would have never have said anything at all. There would have been no talk of this had someone not blown the whistle on you. Quote, the commissioners deeply regret that this gesture has been misinterpreted and have unanimously decided to voluntarily return the funds to the county pending additional guidance from the state of Michigan, the press release said. Translation, you got caught. According to the Associated Press, the Board of Commissioners gave $557,000 in hazard pay to 250 county employees. So, I don't know if that means like the guy who shows up to clean the library. I have no idea. But these low-level employees did get some money. That isn't the problem. But it also included $65,000 that went to seven county commissioners, all of whom are Republicans. Oh, that's gotta hurt. So you fucking thieves. The money came from the federal relief aid dispersed through the American Rescue Plan Act, which was intended to help communities rebound from the pandemic. Let me read that again. Intended to help communities rebound from the pandemic. And seven Republican county commissioners are raiding it. Seven get $65,000. The board awarded bonuses as small as $1,000 to $2,000, but the commissioners, so some of these employees, they'd get like $1,000 here, you know, some of those 250 that got money for hazard pay. But the commissioners granted themselves anywhere from $5,000 to $25,000. I hereby give myself $25,000. This, you should be in prison for this. This is theft. Commissioner Cindy Garber is probably the biggest culprit of this. Not so much because she received, because she didn't receive the big amount of $25,000. It's because of this. Quote, I think I earned it. Oh. Okay, we need to back up. Money intended to help communities rebound from the pandemic. I think I earned it, said Cindy Garber, who received a $5,000 payment. I work really hard at this job. I was here in person all through this crazy year. At least one commissioner said she did not realize she was giving herself a bonus when she voted for the plan. You are a fucking liar. I didn't realize I was giving myself a bonus when I voted for the plan to give us bonuses. What? Oh, shit. Quote, I'm giving the money back, Commissioner Marlene Webster said. I think one commissioner is giving it to a nonprofit. So those actions indicate that we truly did not know this money was coming to us. No, you asshole. The only reason why you're giving it back and the other dumbass is giving the money to a charity is because the whistle's been blown on you. Don't act like it's anything other than that. This would not have happened had the whistle not been blown on you. My God, is there any, it's always the lies and the cover up trying to justify or fix it. Or, I mean, all you got to say is, yeah, I want, yeah, they gave us that. We voted for it. We're thieves. Just get out in front of it. Say what it is. In my opinion, these seven people, at the very least, should all lose their jobs. Every single one of them. These are thieves stealing from people. Again, the American Rescue Plan Act, that money intended to help communities rebound from the pandemic. Well, how does all of these county commissioners getting all of this money have anything to do with helping communities rebound from the pandemic? You know how much good that $65,000 could have done to the constituents that you serve in your community? Hell, you could add a fucking picnic, a back from the pandemic picnic to give it to them. And had a fucking 38 special play. That would have been better than you assholes sticking it in your pocket. I don't know why I came up with 38 special. To me, I think that's the only band that they can afford there. So I mentioned earlier that the county prosecutor was kind of like, I don't know if I want this money. Okay. His name is Scott Kerner. Among those who received a COVID-19 bonus was the Shiawassee County prosecuting attorney Scott Kerner, who said he began looking into the payments after he received his bonus. So I'm looking at this guy with a raised eyebrow. I'm not sure what to think yet. I'll let you decide. Kerner said, nope, I was not involved in the plan to award hazard pay to county employees and officials and was never asked to provide a legal opinion on it. On Friday, 1 week after the payments were approved, Koerner said or made a statement saying the bonuses for elected officials have violated a provision of the Michigan Constitution. That provision in the state bars, quote, any extra compensation for public officers and contractors and services had already been rendered. What that means is essentially the job pays this much. You get no more, no matter what. That's it, according to the state constitution. And this is the county prosecutor saying it. He got a bonus and then kind of said, no, we shouldn't be getting this bonus. Is this what I'm being led to believe? He might be using his legal mind to save his ass, but I'm not entirely sure. Quote, like any other hardworking employee anywhere, I appreciate being considered for recognition of a job well done, Koerner said in the statement. But as an elected official, I knew what my salary would be when I ran for office. Not only am I not entitled to this money because of the Michigan Constitution, but me giving them money back is just the right thing to do. I don't believe for a second that No. I'm not buying that. No way. I think he realized his tit was in a ringer. And now he's like, fuck you guys. You're in trouble. But I can't prove that, of course. Koerner said all of the county's elected officials, as well as county administrator Dr. Brian Boggs, had agreed to return their hazard payments. Koerner added that he hoped the country's, quote, frontline employees would still be able to benefit from the bonuses. Quote, they are the ones who deserve it, he said. All right, so I think he's trying to save his ass, but the rest of these assholes, especially Cindy Garber, I think I earned it. I deserve that. Eat shit. My God, how horrible is this? Man. What a mess. Melissa says straight to jail. Make an example out of them. Mitchell, they're elected. Can't be fired. Man. What an absolute disaster. But I'm glad the story came out because now people are talking about it. Maybe people will remember in the next election. If you're like a person who's considering those positions in that county to be an elected official, I mean, it basically just handing the election to you. Even if you're running as a Republican, say, yeah, the guy I'm trying to beat, he tried to rob all you fuckers. Do not vote for this asshole. Remember this? That's basically just handing the election to him. My God. Hey, contribute to the show. You can send me an email. With the exception of animals getting hurt stories, I'm not interested in those, Brian. I would love you to contribute to the show. There are lots of ways you can help the show that do not cost you a dime. Of course, I'd love you to buy a T-shirt or whatever, hire me for a cameo or sign up for my Patreon. But, I mean, not everybody's cash heavy. You might be like, Zane, things are a little tight, and that's totally cool. You just giving me your time is awesome. I benefit from that. But you can help the show if when you're day-to-day looking at stories and see things that interest you, send it my way. I may be interested in talking about it. Like, I think it was Bleeding Heart Brian who sent me the story about the Michigan lawmakers. That the one I just finished. Yeah, it was Bleeding Heart Brian. He's a huge contributor to the show. I've got a lot of amazing people who work very hard and just, hey, I'll send this over to Zane. It really helps. Now, I don't use all of them. So whatever you do, don't take it personal. Don't be butthurt if you don't hear your story talked about. Some of them I do, some of them I don't. But let me decide. If you find something interesting, even if it's like, you know what? If you're even remotely interested in it, send it to me. I might be really into it. Eric at ericzaneshow.com on the Shoreliners Striping inbox. Shoreliners Striping, stripe the parking lot with Shoreliners for your business, sweep it out with Shoreliners and have the athletic field painted. ShorelinersStriping.com. Okay. We're getting close to the asshole of the day. Who is it going to be? Prince Armin invites you to take the class to get your pistol license concealed. Your concealed pistol license. Nobody says it the way I said it the first time. Get your CPL. Call or text retired U.S. Army Major Steve Prince, 616-204-1705. He does not have a class. Well, no, I take it back. There's a class, I believe, today and then next Tuesday. So I guess down to the wire, you could sign up. It's going to cost you $125. After that, he's got nothing coming up. But he will be scheduling very soon if you want to see when the next class is, so you can plan accordingly. PrinceArming.com or on Facebook, just search Prince Arming for more information. The class is going to set you back $125. If you are in West Michigan, that's the way to go. Okay, if you or anybody you know is turning 65 and will be utilizing the Medicare system, you can't just turn 65 and hope that it all works out. You got to do a little bit of homework. Let Frank the Tank Fuss do it for you. He is your insurance agent / broker. And I love the whole idea of him being your guy. And you don't ever have to pay him. That's the absolute beauty of this. He gives you the solid advice you need to navigate the Medicare system. And he gets his pay from the insurance companies, not from you, the consumer. The insurance companies love Frank because he works tirelessly to put people into policies. That's what he does. It's a great, great thing, and it's there for you to check out. And this is what I'd like you to do. If you or someone you know or love in the next 6 months is turning 65, all they have to do is go to buyinsurancehere.com. Frank set that up for you directly. Buyinsurancehere.com. It's going to ask you name, contact, what specifically you're reaching out to him about. Could be Medicare, could be insurance in the marketplace, could be retirement planning, whatever it is. Where it says comments. How did you hear about me? Please write asshole Eric Zane. That way he knows. And then off you go. Frank will reach out to you and help you through this process. Now, I understand only a teeny tiny portion of my audience is in the 65 age range. But you have parents. Mom and Dad, are you getting ready to take on the Medicare process? Yeah, I don't know shit about it. Well, this guy I listened to, the stupid ass, he has a sponsor who wants to help you, and it doesn't cost you anything. You should reach out to him. That's what I'm asking you to do. Thank you to Frank Fuss, mypolicyshopinsurance.com. And the website you need to go to is buyinsurancehere.com. That's part of My Policy Shop Insurance. Real soon, we've got another round of comedy coming to West Michigan. It begins next week, Thursday. Gary Owen in town for shows all over the place at the various locations of Back Alley Comedy Club. Muskegon, Holland on Friday. Hold on a second. Muskegon on Thursday at Back Alley Comedy Club Muskegon, part of Sherman Bowling Center. Friday, Park Theater, Holland, Gary Owen. Get tickets now. Saturday, Gary Owen, two shows, Spectrum Lanes. Sunday, Grand Rapids, Billy's Lounge, two shows, 7 and 9:30. Get tickets for Gary by clicking on the link in the comments of this podcast or going to backalleycomedyclub.com. Find them on Facebook. Just search Back Alley Comedy Club. Get tickets. Gary's tickets start at $35. You're going to love this guy. And don't forget, the end of August, John Heffron and John Reap are teaming up and coming to the area with shows. Oh, my God. Starting Tuesday, August 24th, and going all the way until Saturday, August 28th. In Howard City, Spectrum Lanes in Wyoming, Park Theater in Holland, Rockford Lanes, Back Alley Comedy Club in Muskegon. And there you go. Awesome. Thank you, Back Alley Comedy Club. Please help Big Dick Donnie get back on his feet by buying tickets to a show. Go see a night of great comedy in the month of August at Back Alley Comedy Club. That's the only comedy club I want you to patronize. I know everybody's been like in the habit of Dr. Grins in Grand Rapids for the longest time, but fuck it. Don's our guy. Commit to Don for comedy. Okay. It is time for the asshole of the day. Who are the nominees? Who is it going to be on the asshole of the day? Let's go over what we've talked about. Me for getting to 179 pounds. Tom Brady's video. We talked about that. Who's the asshole there? I know it ain't Tom Brady. Could it be MLive for posting that as a real story? My God, that's the last thing we need in this world is misinformation. We get enough of that from Dirk. Website donations for the race. I'll include it in the show notes of this podcast, and I posted it earlier, atcp.org. In fact, let me just say it right now. atcp.org/event/Eric Zane Show. I'll just put it in there right now. Bet who you think is going to win the race between Mike Ball and myself. Right there. That's what you do. Elephant in the room, a big war between Kate and Kenny. That started because Kenny was busting my balls for not having all of my details together on this charity event, which I then lit into him. And then that started like a fight between show members. Yeah, I'm just going to let that lay. I don't want anything to do with that. That's unfortunate. I'm sorry that that happened. I'll let you guys sort that out. It's got to be these politicians in Shiawassee County, Michigan. COVID cash. A lot of words on this one. Okay, wait a minute. Wasn't there one lady who said specifically, I deserve this money. I worked hard for it. Which one was that? Cindy Garber was her name. All right, we've narrowed it down. That is your asshole of the day. I worked hard. I deserve this money, which legally she can't have according to the Michigan Constitution. That's embarrassing. Cindy Garber is your asshole of the day for trying to rob the coffers. How many times have we had stories about people stealing money during the pandemic? Not to mention the L.A. Lakers and businesses like that. Just people who actually perpetuated scams to go in and steal. Holy shit. This pandemic has brought out the worst in a lot of people. That's to be sure. All right. And once again, thanks to Florida for fucking everything up and Alabama as we were turning the corner on the pandemic. Don't think that I don't have a wary eye on you with an eyebrow raised. Dirk, it's coming at you. It's all your fault that we will never escape the pandemic. So thanks again for that. All right. Smarter than a former drug dealer trivia. That happens coming up in about 50 minutes. Extra credit for Jason Schaefer. Asshole of the day, whoever is stealing the NFKs. Hard-earned ice. I love that. Okay, folks, you have a good one. Let's all get along. This day going forward. We're all going to get along. We're all going to be buddies. No more fighting. I love you. Thank you.
say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.